Morning, everybody. This is Tyree. Welcome back to Lock Pop Talks. So it's a pretty rainy day here in Rochester, New York. I think I'd rather have the rain and a little bit of chill in the air than that early morning hot weather we get for now, you know, just kind of break things up. So hopefully, like I said, you're having a pretty good start to your day. Wanted to catch you guys before you head out to work. If you're all ready to work, then have a nice day, you know, take care of your business and check out the episodes when you get home or on your free time. So today's episode, it comes after I listened to an old podcast episode that I put up, which was called They Should Know What You Are All About. And I did that a few months back. And when I was there, when I was listening to that podcast, that episode, I heard myself dive into why or how important it is to you, the person, you know, you, the person who has to deal with you on a 24/7 occasion, why it's important for you to direct the narrative to your own story and why we don't leave it up to other people. Let me tell you, give you a quick example. Like yesterday, I was at work. I was speaking to a security officer that, you know, I work with or whatever. He's pretty cool. I like the guy, older gentleman. And he caught me on my lunch break and he came over and said, you work full time or you work part time? You know, I don't see you around too much. And I told him I work part time. I said, I work part time because my wife is in school and I'm home to take care of the kids, you know, still make the money we need to pay our bills, but I take care of the kids and I take care of the home. And, my wife doesn't have to worry about those things. She can go to school, she can go to work, and home is one of those things she just does not have to worry about. So he says, well, what do you do with all your free time? And it was funny because of the way he looked at me when he said it, because obviously a man who doesn't work full time, it's awkward. It's just an awkward thing. I don't know what it's like on your guys' end when you hear about somebody who works full time versus part time, but whatever. I've worked part time. I've worked overtime. It doesn't bother me. So, so he asked me, what else do I do? And I told him that I write. And immediately the look on his face just changed, as in like a holy shit look. Oh, snap. You know, like, oh, wait, what? Which is crazy. But I told him that, and with a straight face, I told him I write. And he says, well, what do you write? What are you writing? And I said, I write books. And he says, wow, you write books. And I said, absolutely. And that confidence in myself and in what I explained to him came from actually going out there and writing books and devotionals. And like, if you guys didn't know, I'm in the middle of writing a children's book. And that's all going to be done. And yes, all my stuff is self-published. And it's created by me, you know, and it's promoted and all that by me. But so what? I decided that there was a skill that I had or a talent that I had that I'm trying to grow and focus on. And I used my talent. My talent became my title. I decided to use my talent and turn it into my title. That is who I am. In that instance, I directed my own narrative. And when I told him what I was writing, self-help books, self-development and self-improvement books for men, instantly the security guard was like, oh my goodness, like what kind of stuff are you writing about? He asked a whole nother set of questions. He went from shooting the shit with me and looking at me kind of funny to now he wanted to sit down and he wanted to talk about some things, which you guys already know that if you don't know by now, I love talking and I love to have a conversation with other people, because I'm interested not only in speaking my mind, but I'm also interested in listening to what it is that is on your mind. I think there's more value in me listening to you so that I can understand where you're coming from. I understand the way you process things And it allows me to deepen the person that I am within. This podcast is just a reminder to you guys that you are in control of the narrative to your story. Your job does not define you. Other people do not define you. Your culture does not define you. You don't always have to accept the labels that people stick to you. And yes, they will stick to you because it's easy for them to deal and adjust to you. And it helps them figure out how are they going to approach you. But we understand what it means when people assume something, what it means to assume things. Take control of your life. Take control of your title. Take control of the narrative to your story. The next time somebody asks you, what do you do? What do you like to do? Even if no one's asking, let it be known and let your work show for it. If you are an artist, do artwork. If you are a carpenter, then carpentry should be your should be the number one thing people know you for. Like, yo, do it. If you work, if you work a job or whatever like that, there's nothing wrong with that, obviously. I prefer a job over doing this entrepreneurship because it's just the way I think. But anyway, then that's your title. And then you handle it. And you don't just say that, oh, well, you know, I work at such and such building, or I work at a bank, I work at a hospital, I work at a, I don't know, a real estate agency or something like that. Tell them what your title is. Tell them what your title is. And then you put your narrative on it. Listen, I'm the best such and such and such in my city. I'm the most thorough such and such such in my town. Change the narrative to your story. You will change the energy and the output, and you will draw people in. They will gravitate towards you because they understand that you're not just working. You're grasping and you're handling yourself, your business, your time, and your state of mind. My name is Tyree Wilson. This channel is called Locked Pop Talk. Please remember to like, share, favorite, applaud. It really helps the channel grow and reach people who not only could use the help, but maybe there's somebody out here who needs it. Have a good morning, you guys, and I'll check you out next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.